91.5 WMFO Medford.
Just look at you. What a fine sight. Only one. Baby, is it good to you? Show me, baby, is it good to you? Do you feel like getting? The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
It is 17 minutes after 11 p.m. here on 91.5. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. This is our extended hour here that we've been doing here for the winter break, as the ladies from You Know We Had to Do It to Them are taking a much-deserved break. And we'll be doing that again next week, too. So I know I have one more week of the two-hour special edition of the Squid Pod, but stay tuned afterwards. In any event, we started that last set off with the Penetrators, and we heard the track Shopping Bag from Kings of Basement Rock from 1988. Red Lori, Yellow Lori was in there with Hollow Eyes from 1985's Talk About the Weather. And I have a feeling that after this weekend, that's what we're going to be doing here in the Boston area as this winter storm moves through here. Echo and the Bunnymen was in there with All That Jazz from Crocodiles from 1980. And then we had a little funky R&B set there, 80s version, of course. Started with Michael Jackson and Billie Jean from his 1982 classic Thriller. Prince and the Revolution gave us I Would Die for You from 1984's Purple Rain. Then we heard from Sarita and Quick Slick from her 1981 release Set My Love in Motion. Also from 1981, we heard Young and Company, and they're wondering, Is It Good to You? And also from 1981, we heard Tom Tom Club from their debut, self-titled debut. And we heard the track Lorelei. And we're going to dive back into it here because, as usual, we have so much to get to here on Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
been feared to get me off good on the time.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm your host, Savoir Faire. Hope you enjoyed another two-hour edition of the Squid Pod. It's going to do it for me this evening here. I got time for one more track, but before I leave you, let's talk about what you've been listening to. Started that set off with Berlin and Dancing in Berlin from their 1984 release, Love Life. Balance was in there from their self-titled album from 1981. We heard their little mini one-hit wonder, Breaking Away. Naked Eyes gave us What in the Name of Love off of their 1984 release, Fuel for the Fire. Romeo Void gave us A Girl in Trouble is a Temporary Thing from their 1984 release, Instincts. A third release here from 1984, we heard A Flock of Seagulls and Suicide Day from their album, The Story of a Young Heart. Talking Heads was in there with The Good Thing from More Songs About Buildings and Food. That's from 1984 as well. Ultravox gave us Hair X. That was a B-side to Vienna, the single Vienna, originally from 1981. The English version, Mr. X, of course, appears on the original full length. But this one comes from the 2008 Definitive Edition, which I highly recommend. The second album there is full of some great stuff. And that's going to just about do it here. Actually, might have time for one more or two tracks here, but we'll see what happens. I will be back next week at 10 p.m. sharp, so be sure to tune in. As a reminder, you can always catch the archive versions of the show, as well as the playlists at the station's website at WMFO.org. Just click on the About link and then click on Schedule. And should you have any questions, comments, or requests, love letters, you can always email me at squidpodmusic@gmail.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter at squidpodmusic. This next track here that I'm going to leave you with, Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So I'd like to leave you a little homage to Dr. King from the Human League. This track was originally written with President Kennedy in mind, but I think it fits the occasion here. All right. Have a great week, everyone. Take care.
is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM.